Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm Sam McIntosh, talking with Congressman David Young, who visited with constituents in downtown Guthrie Center Saturday. What brings you to Guthrie Center today?
Well, just continuing the Every County Every Month that I do as a member of Congress and serving the 3rd District, just kind of helping to celebrate the Christmas season here that's come. And so just hung out with Santa and Mrs. Claus, and that's always good. Got a candy cane out of it.
Sure. And what does the rest of the day or weekend look like for you here in the area?
Yeah, well, I'm going to be going around to about 4 other counties today. And so ended up, I think we're going to be in Red Oak. We're going to be going to a basketball game. So, you know, little food, little sports, little activity, walking up and down the streets as well. A lot of the town squares and main streets are having some Christmas specials and just kind of opening up the holiday season in the retail sense, so it's great.
Now we're towards the end of the legislative session. Any thoughts you'd want to give on the farm bill? Last time I heard, it's expected to be filed this coming Monday.
Yeah, so we're going to get the farm bill done here before the end of the year, and that's very, very important for Iowa, for our rural communities, and give farmers and producers certainty. And with that, we need to make sure that we, you know, continue to fight hard to get free and fair trade agreements. It looks like the agreement with Mexico and NAFTA could be considered here in the next few months, if not this year, into the next legislative session, in the just continuing to work on China and be tough with them and make sure that they're abiding by the rules and the treatment is better, and continue to pursue bilateral agreements as well with other countries. So the Farm Bill will get done, and I'm glad that it's going to get done.
And what do you think of this version of the Farm Bill? How do you hope it passes this coming week?
Well, I'm hopeful that it will have some bipartisan support. A farm bill, agriculture policy shouldn't be partisan, so I'm hopeful that it will be bipartisan, and I have a feeling that it will. A few important issues in there are just the safety net for crop insurance, which is very, very important in case there's some calamity out there with droughts or flooding or pests, and as well make sure that we look at soil quality and water health. My Water Act is provided within this bill, as well as the Stress Act, which makes sure that those farmers and producers out there with a lot of stress, there's a high suicide rate, unfortunately, in agriculture, that we address that and give them the help that they need.
Correct me if I'm wrong. This coming week is the last in the legislative session in the Congress. What else will this last week entail for you?
Well, we'll be up in session at least till the 21st of December. And so aside from the farm bill, we need to make sure that we continue to fund the federal government. So there's about 6 appropriations bills still that need to be signed into law. And one of the big sticking points on that is border security. The president and many congressional Republicans and some more conservative Democrats want some more robust funding to secure our border. I'm in that camp. I think it's very, very important that we do that. But there's some on the other side who don't want to see that necessarily. The way the president does, and many of us do. And so that's going to be a sticking point. But it's important to make sure that we find that sweet spot, that compromise, and get that done, because we need to do as much as we can to secure the border and keep our government open.
Any words you'd like to give on the passing of former President George H.W. Bush and the memorial services that were had in the nation's capital?
Well, he was a gentleman, a statesman, a kind man, a strong man. Probably the most effective one-term president we've ever had in the history of our republic. Just anecdotally, after I graduated from Drake University, I got involved in a campaign, and I worked on the Bush-Quayle 1992 re-election effort here in the state of Iowa, and I was able to meet him when he came in. And so, you know, he helped, and others have helped inspire me to get into public service, and he will a man that will be missed. I appreciated his words about having a more kinder, gentler nation, a kinder, gentler people when it comes to our politics. I believe in great passion, but we need civility. He will be missed.
How do you feel about the last 2 terms you spent serving Iowa's 3rd District in Congress?
Well, it's just been the great honor of my life to serve Iowa in the United States House of Representatives, the 3rd District, the 16 counties, the Sweet 16. You know, I'm very proud of the work that we did, delivering tax relief to hardworking Iowans. I was able to get into law 3 bills, one to secure our agriculture and food from bioterrorism and agroterrorism, Another one to help our veterans when it comes to the Veterans Crisis Line, the suicide prevention line, to make sure that they get the help that they need. And also for rural Iowa, when it comes to telephone call quality, we had never gotten the best and the same kind of service that more urban areas did. And working with the Federal Communications Commission, we were able to weed out those bad actors who say they're trying to serve us right in rural area, but really aren't. And so very, very proud of that.
What are your plans as far as after the session concludes?
Well, you know, right now I'm just really focused on getting through this session and finishing it in a strong fashion. And then I want to make sure that the great staff that we've had in our offices in Creston, Council Bluffs, and Des Moines, that they get jobs and are placed. And then I'll worry about myself later. But right now, just still focusing on the work.
Any final words you'd like to give to your constituents?
Well, I'd like to wish them all a Merry Christmas. And just remind them that we are all in this together. And as a member of Congress, having the best bosses out there in the 3rd Congressional District, they're very special to me. They've inspired me, the many stories and the people that I've met and I've heard from out there. Just always have always made me want to work harder. And I'm going to continue to serve in some capacity, whether it's another elected office or through teaching or a foundation or whatever. I just want to continue to give back to this great country, this great state that's given so much to me.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County with Congressman David Young, who visited with constituents in downtown Guthrie Center Saturday. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.